A Syrian deputy foreign minister says the U.S. must stop arming terrorists in his country.
Everybody is aware that when the United States took its decision to stop providing weapons to the terrorist groups, that decision came after it was very clear that all the weapons given by the United States to the so-called moderate armed groups have gone to the extremist terrorist groups. But this proves again that the United States is not interested in the success of this process, and we believe the United States has to desist and stop its claims that it is interested in the success of this process.
Mr. Faisal Miqdad was talking to reporters at a news conference on the sidelines of the Geneva II conference. The remarks were made after the morning session between the Syrian government delegation and that of the oppositions was adjourned over the latter's support for the U.S. decision to continue arming terrorist groups in Syria. The afternoon session of talks between the two sides was cancelled earlier due to disagreements over the basis of the talks. The Geneva II talks have already been deadlocked amid sharp differences between the two sides. The foreign-backed opposition is demanding the formation of a government without President Bashar al-Assad. But Damascus says it will not accept that request as it's not included in the Geneva communique, which has already been announced as the basis of the talks. Mr. Masoud Shajareh is head of the Islamic Human Rights Commission with us now live from Tehran. Mr. Shajareh, welcome to the Top 5. We saw Mr. Miqdad there saying that the United States, because it said it's going to continue its support for the militants, in his words, giving weapons to terrorists, is not interested in a solution to this crisis. Would you agree with that statement?
Well, I think the real issue here is that we need to have very clear sort of demilitarization of Syria. And the only solution for Syria currently is a negotiation, a political solution. Military solution is not really, everybody accepts that is not going to move forward. So to see that further arms is going to be pulled into this conflict, it really is very disheartening, especially when we see that there is a very strong element of Takfiri, sort of elements, terrorist groups, who are really creating a huge havoc for everyone in Syria. They have come from different nations, they have come with heavily armed and no compassion. They are killing even their own fellow sort of companions. And to see further escalation of arming groups like that are indeed encouraging that it really means that no one, people who are doing that are really have no heart in seeing a real solution, which could be only a diplomatic solution to the crisis in Syria. And as a result of that, there is going to be more death, more destruction of all sides. And really it's disheartening to see so many innocent people are perishing on a daily and weekly basis.
Well, we saw Lakhdar Brahimi yesterday, Mr. Shajareh, giving a brief rather press conference as he came out of talks with both sides. And he was saying he thinks that the will exists both from the government and from the opposition to continue the talks. But what are the prospects for Geneva II while this fighting is taking place inside Syria? Do you think the fact that the two sides are talking is still a positive sign? And what would you say is the main stumbling block in this, as you say, political or peaceful solution to actually work?
I really think that the most important aspect of this whole thing is to see an end to a fighting and really to bring some sort of ceasefire, because you know, as I said, ordinary innocent Syrians on all sides are the ones who are really dying in large number and suffering. So there has to be a ceasefire, there has to be a political solution, and to put conditions for those ceasefire, and to put conditions that X or Y has to leave before we stop fighting, is totally unacceptable, because, you know, I think enough people have died. We all have, you know, a convenience of our interest is to see the end to killing. And I think we all need to think about the innocent children, women who are not just dying but are deprived of medicine, they're deprived of every basic needs in education, etc., etc. And we need to bring an end and ceasefire on any terms or condition.
But Mr. Shahjale, just before I let you go, would you agree with those who say that this Geneva process is not going to work at all before these other sides that are involved, the militant groups inside Syria, the regional countries supporting them, all the intervention that we're seeing is tackled first? So would you say that this conference is basically useless under the current circumstances?
I think it's useless for the reasons that you mentioned, but also more. It's useless because international community and some of the regional powers and those who are encouraging these Takfiri elements into the region are not really willing to stop this. And I think the reality is that whatever happens in Syria, it has to be the decision of Syrians and not people outside. People outside needs to be encouraged to be part of the solution, to come to the meetings. Regional powers of all, without any exception, needs to be part of this, and they need to become active part of the solution. I think those elements that are bringing the Takfiri elements into this conflict are actually are not really interested in seeing any sort of peaceful solution. There are some elements, including the Zionist state, that wants to see the continuation of conflict in the region because that is what they presume is going to bring them peace and tranquility and safety and security.